Well, I'm Mr. Floaty, the ocean poo. If you're from Victoria, then I'm from you. I've seen the love inside of you, 'cause I'm the ocean poo.
Yes, Mr. Floaty, the ocean poo, a.k.a. Victoria, British Columbia school teacher James Squirk. There, for more than a decade, James has put on a plush brown costume and danced through the streets of Victoria as a 7-foot-tall cartoon poo, wearing a little bow tie and a sailor cap, too. Mr. Floaty would show up at public events, city meetings, everywhere he could to shame Victoria officials for pumping the city's untreated sewage into the Strait of Juan de Fuca. After 13 years, Mr. Floaty's retiring. So we called up James Squirk to find out why Floaty's going away and remember why he even existed in the first place.
Well, in 2003, I learned that Victoria had no sewage treatment, and I was disgusted. My friends were as well. So I got together with a group of people. We formed People Opposed to Outfall Pollution. And our
P-O-O-P.
Goal was to have, poop. Yeah. Mm. We wanted to have fun. Our goal was to have fun while raising awareness. And the reason why we made fun one of our goals is because it's important to keep things light, to use humor so that people stay involved. Plus, when you're talking about a serious topic and people are laughing, you know, people's minds are a bit more open.
Yeah, so you donned the costume, a big piece of poo. 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
7 feet of feces. And what do you remember the most? How would people react to Mr. Floaty?
Well, people would generally be smiling. Some people would know right away what I was, and others would be like, "What are you? Are you a peanut?"
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Floaty would go, I was a peanut, but now I'm Mr. Floaty."
I've seen some video. You get more hugs than I would have guessed.
Oh, yeah, a lot of hugs. And if people are a little bit worried about that, I always go, "Don't worry, I took a bath in the ocean. Come on, don't hold back. Show the love."
Will you remind us why Victoria is the only major West Coast city without a sewage treatment plant?
Well, part of the reason is because, like, it's Victoria and Tofino. We're the last two cities on BC's coast that have no sewage treatment. And in Victoria, you know, there's been some people and some scientists that believe that the currents take it all away and that dilution is the solution to pollution. But in our minds, like, you know, all the organizations that helped form the movement, all these organizations believe strongly that, you know, we have to stop treating our oceans and our atmosphere as big toxic waste dumps. There is no way. So if you put a chemical down your drain, or your toilet, it doesn't go away. Yes, it's diluted, but, you know, it accumulates in our environment over time, and we don't want to wait until it's too late. That's why all of us have been really determined and in pushing to get sewage treatment to Victoria, and we are happy that it's finally happening.
What a relief!
You had a lot of allies. How much credit should Mr. Floaty get for this new treatment plant on the way?
You know, as I say, Bill, Mr. Floaty is just the front poop, you know, of mm-hmm. a large movement.
Yes.
And so, you know, I couldn't have done what I've helped do without the support of many people and many organizations. And really, you know, the credit goes to the movement, to the large movement of caring and determined people who helped make this a reality.
Well, why are you quitting now? This treatment plant's not scheduled to open for 3 years or so.
True, I know, and we'll be watching. But the groundbreaking happened on Friday, April 28th. So they've started work. You know, they've signed the contracts. There's no turning back.
Okay,
it's going to happen.
If the treatment plant, for some reason, doesn't open on time in 2020, I think it is, will you come back up?
The only reason I would come back...
Sometimes it takes more than one flush.
That's true, yeah. And, you know, I tend to pop out when you least expect it.
Right.
So, you know, I might have to bring out Mr. Floaty if things go completely sideways. But I don't think that's going to happen. Mayor Lisa Helps is a real, you know, collaborator, and she gets things done. So I'm sure that, and with the support of Tourism Victoria and all, you know, the businesses in Victoria, we want to make sure and to show the world that we are taking care of business. So this treatment plant is going to happen.
There are so many protesters, James, who would love to have your kind of impact. I'm thinking of Dakota Access Pipeline, coal trains. What did you learn dressing up as cartoon feces that can benefit your fellow dreamers? What's your advice?
Well, never give up. Be super inclusive of, you know, people in your movement. Use humor as much as possible. Invite creative ideas from all corners, right? Because everybody has something to add. Look on the internet for other examples of successful campaigns as well. And just keep on reaching out to different organizations. Keep lobbying the government. Take a systems approach and look where you can have the greatest leverage. So for us, you know, it was embarrassing the city, you know, because tourism is such a huge part. It's $2 billion. It's a $2 billion industry in Victoria, and it was a good point of leverage for us.
What happens to the Mr. Floaty costume now?
Well, I've been approached by the Royal BC Museum, and they would like to exhibit Mr. Floaty and all our paraphernalia that came with Mr. Floaty. Sometime this year, I'll be donating the costume to the Royal BC Museum.
All right. I thought maybe you were going to compost it. Not so. Sprinkle it on your hydrangeas, but it's going to posterity.
I'm just so relieved that my duties are done.
And you deserve it. James Squark, school teacher in Victoria, BC, a grateful region, thanks you for your efforts in trying to get Canadian sewage out of the Sound. And enjoy retirement. I bet you won't miss the flies.
No, I won't. I won't. It's going to be a good retirement.
Well earned. Thank you. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks so much, Bill.
School teacher James Squark in Victoria. That new sewage treatment plant's expected to be finished sometime in 2020.